Lord & Taylor is the latest iconic retailer to file for bankruptcy. It follows on the heels of stores like Brooks Brothers, J. Crew, Neiman Marcus, and JCPenney this year. Meanwhile, Congress is still at odds over the next coronavirus relief package. So lots to talk about with Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
Well, let's start with that relief bill, because a lot of unemployed Americans are waiting to see what happens there. The expanded unemployment benefits expired on Friday. Democrats want to continue them at $600 a week. Republicans want that figure to be less. What are you hearing about whether and when they'll reach a deal?
Well, evidently from our reporting at CBS News that right now the White House wants to narrowly focus on getting this enhanced unemployment and also the eviction relief. Remember, there's also a moratorium on eviction for renters, and they want those to be the two big parts that they focus on. But House Speaker Pelosi has basically said there's not going to be a short-term deal. There's no little side deal on these things, and then we get to it. She wants the larger package. So as we know, the Republicans came out and said $200 per week would be the added benefit. As you noted, $600 is where the Republicans, where the Democrats are. You know, interesting, there is some pickup on this idea where we could have some automatic triggers that are pegged to the unemployment rate of a specific state. That may say, well, if you know unemployment's at 12%, it's 600, but if it drops to 8%, it goes down. So we'll see. It does not look great for any deal today or tomorrow, at least.
Well, and what about the argument Republicans have been making, which is that $600 extra is a disincentive for people to go back to work because they're making more on unemployment than they would at their job? Do we know whether that's actually true?
Well, I think that when the unemployment rate is hovering at 11%, it's really difficult to say that's why someone's staying home. Now, again, under the unemployment rules, if you are offered your job back, you're supposed to take it and give up your unemployment check. I don't know what kind of oversight there is of the program at this point. But look, there's not a great deal of upside for people to just stay home. People want to work. So the reality is the $600 number came up that they came up with early on was about median household income. And the virus is disproportionately impacting folks who make less than $40,000, not the $60,000 or $65,000 that's median. That's the overshoot. The good news is people at the lower end of the income stream tend to spend the money they receive as stimulus in the economy.
We mentioned Lord & Taylor. That was a company, by the way, founded in 1826, now filing for bankruptcy, yet another big retailer. But there's something else going on, Jill. I want to ask you about the dollar is starting to lose value. It's down 10% against other currencies since March. What does that tell you?
Well, it tells us that the global community that looks at the economies around the world and makes investments based on that believes that the U.S. caseload is ballooning at a time where other parts of the world, specifically in Europe and parts of Asia, those cases are being diminished. So there's a couple of things, which is, gosh, the economy in the U.S. will stay weaker for longer. That means the Fed will keep rates at zero for longer. But also, it could mean that there are some people who are worried about deficits in the future and that there will be a big problem with the dollar down the line. But for right now, the economy being mired in a recession is really keeping a clamping lid down on that dollar value right now.
That is Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Thank you.
Take care.